You know, what's another half a trillion among friends, right? I mean, here's a little bit of spending, a little bit of spending here and there. And everywhere. I saw my next guest on Facebook Live. He wasn't happy the other night after the spending cap was lifted again, $480 billion, just enough to get us through, I think, the 3rd of December, if I'm not mistaken. Congressman Bill Heisen, an American politician serving currently as the representative of Michigan's 2nd Congressional District. Congressman, good to have you.
Gruber, good to be with you, my friend.
Always good to have you, Bill. So you voted no. You said, no, I'm not doing that. And then they'll say, well, you're trying to destroy America. You're going to ruin us,
yeah.
Bill. Well,
yeah, if there was a hell no button, I would have hit that one. It's insanity. So there's a couple of layers to all this. First of all, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi would screw up a one car funeral, right? They literally are that disorganized. And the problem is that they've known this is coming. Mitch McConnell has offered them a path forward for months, and yet they wouldn't take it, wouldn't do it. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to hide the fact that they are voting for massive spending increases again, not just in the programs. They have no problem, you know, outlining more programs, but this is the plumbing behind all of that spending. And they're trying to make this kind of go away in the mind's eye of the American people. And you can't hide from that. But so they have this little kick the can down the road action. They call everybody back to Washington. Oh, but not everybody shows up in Washington because of these proxy voting rules. 45% of the House of Representatives signed an affidavit saying that they couldn't travel to Washington, D.C. because of the pandemic. And because it was too dangerous and they couldn't come to work. So here we have.
Wait. The rest of America. Hold on, Bill. The rest of America can go to work. I can make it to Washington, D.C., but they're incapable. Go on.
Yeah. No. And the funny thing is when we found out that they were actually hiding this bill, this increase in a rule vote. Now, I don't want to get too far into the weeds, but every single bill that hits the House floor has to go through the Rules Committee, and they either allow amendments to the bill or they don't allow amendments to all of these bills. And you have to vote on a rule, and that dictates how you debate the bill and all that. Well, what they had done is they slid language in to a rule vote that was dealing with nursing mothers and an education bill and whether you were against violence in families. And they said, oh, and by the way, when we structure this rule about how we're going to debate these other bills, we're going to deem it passed. That's the words. Deem it passed, meaning we're going to just pretend we voted on this and we're going to say, yep, we're authorized to go spend another $480 billion. And it's like, if you're so proud of all your spending, why would you not put that out in front of the American people rather than hiding it every single way that you possibly can?
Right. Well, here's my question. Why did Mitch McConnell cave?
You know, it's interesting. I saw Tom Cotton last night. He spoke at the Kent County GOP Lincoln Day dinner.
Right.
And we were talking a little bit about that. I had that same question. And my understanding is that Sinema and Manchin both went to McConnell and said, we need help. We don't want this fiscal cliff. What Schumer's trying to do is force our hand into getting rid of the filibuster around debt ceiling. And they asked, please don't make us do that. And so it is, you might disagree with the chess move, but if you look at McConnell, he switched pretty quickly. And supposedly that is why he did it. But I think there was a few people in the House and in the Senate that weren't real happy with the action. But I can at least understand there's some strategy behind this.
But is that going to be the strategy?
Their bluff.
The strategy will repeat itself on December 3rd then. I mean, we're just going to repeat it again. But anyhow, let me ask you about it, and we'll get to
that. Let me just add one thing. The other thing that they're trying to link it up with is the expiration of government spending for the DOD, for transportation, for all the other functions of the government as well. So having them linked up is gonna hopefully, I think, pressure the Democrats to finally fess up and vote on a bill that's going to actually spend it and fund it all.
Right. Let me ask you something else here. I asked your colleague Tim Walberg this earlier, but I ask you, I'm sure you've been following the maps coming out from the Redistricting Commission. What do you make of it? Obviously, to me, it looks like it's a bunch of maps that benefit Democrats in the state. At least that's the way it appears to me, because I can see only three clear Republican districts. I can see five Democrat clear districts, and the rest are, you know, up for grabs. What do you make of it?
So did I hear you utter the G word, gerrymander? I would never say that. I can't really comment on those maps, but others have observed that this commission was created in an effort to get rid of gerrymandering. That's how
they're doing this
whole thing.
But here's the bottom line question to you. Is it even constitutional? Because the United States Constitution and the Supremacy Clause, the Constitution reads, the times, places, and manners of holding elections for senators and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof. It doesn't matter that Michigan voters went and said, well, we're going to change that. It doesn't overrule the United States Constitution and the Supremacy Clause, in my estimation of the world. Am I right or wrong?
I agree with that. However, the Supreme Court in 2015 disagreed with that when they upheld Arizona's commission. And so I'm not saying that it's not time to have a revisit of that question, because I think we've seen it not just in Michigan, but in a number of other states where these quote-unquote nonpartisan commissions have turned out less than stellar, shall we say. And they're doing things like taking my home county, which happens to be the fastest growing county in the state, seventh largest county in the state, Ottawa County. And they're proposing that it gets split up into three congressional districts. Parenthetically, it happens to be a Republican bastion of voting. But I'm sure that's just a side note that they never even considered.
You know, it
Please
is.
Please hear my sarcasm.
We'll see what happens here. There was a case last year, 2020, that would be more in line with my thinking on this and the Supremacy Clause. We see where we get on that.
Yep.
I don't know if the commission in Arizona, if it was appointed by the legislature, that'd be in line with the Constitution. This wasn't. This was done by voters. Anyhow, Bill, always good to have you. I can't go on anymore. Otherwise, I run into the commercial and it sounds terrible. Bill Heisinger, Congressman, I don't know what district you'll represent, but I'm guessing you'll be around. We'll talk about that when we finally do get a map and get it sorted out. Sir, thank you for being here.
Hey, good to be with you. Talk to you soon.
There he goes, everybody. Congressman Bill Heisinger. He said no to the debt ceiling increase. No. All right. Quick break. I'll be right back. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.